This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing for a crucial pitch to the American people that he hopes will send him back to the White House for a second term. The president will speak on the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, following his vice president, Mike Pence, who spoke Wednesday night and accepted his nomination to the conservative ticket for a second time. As racial unrest continues in cities across the United States, Vice President Mike Pence told voters, "You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America." He added their opponent, Joe Biden, is on the side of those who want to curb police funding. Biden has denied wanting to defund the police, but rather has said they are open to trimming police spending and using the savings for other community agencies to help curb crime. The former vice president accepted his nomination to the Democratic ticket last week at a similar virtual convention. Follow our coverage of the events on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura crashed ashore of the U.S.'s Gulf Coast early Thursday morning, making landfall in the U.S. state of Louisiana. Forecasters have warned the storm, which initially was a Category 4, could push a massive wall of water more than 60 kilometers inland from the sea. The National Weather Service said the storm surge could get higher than a two-story house and could be unsurvivable. Hurricane Laura rapidly weakened to a Category 2 storm Thursday morning as it moved inland. A New Zealand court has handed down a life sentence without parole to the gunman who admitted to killing 51 Muslim worshippers at two mosques in New Zealand last year. We have more coverage of the New Zealand sentencing on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.